when the truth is found to be.
Okay, Darnell. So the candy just happened to jump into your pocket, huh?
Well, I don't think so. Samir's going to call the police right now. Samir, the police.
Hello, police?
Please don't call the police, man. Please.
I'll hold.
That's what happens when you shoplift. There's consequences.
What is this, some damn candy? I don't want to go to jail.
Well, you can probably get away with stealing sometimes, Darnell. But, you know, sooner or later you're going to get caught. Is that the way you want to lead your life, huh?
No.
I happen to believe that you're worth more. But you gotta believe it, Darnell.
I hear you, Miss Everett.
Are you bullshitting me?
No, ma'am.
Well, you better not be. You hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now you tell Samir.
I won't steal anymore, sir.
It's all right.
Boy, did you get lucky. Now I want you to go straight home, you hear me?
Yes, Miss Evelyn.
You shouldn't be out at this time of the night anyway. Go on, get.
Thank you, Miss Evelyn.
You handled that just beautifully. No, he's a good kid. He just needs an older brother. So, let's take a look at these Thanksgiving birds. Oh, nice. Nice and plump.
Yo, Osama, get behind the register. Now!
Did you hear what he said?
Move! Move!
Please!
Take it. Shut up,
please.
Come on.
I want no trouble, sir. Please.
Fuck.
Take it off.
Shut up.
Please, I just came to the country.
You move.
I want
now.
No trouble, sir. Take it off.
It's America, homeboy. Black people don't get what they want in this country. Why should you?
Please!
Come upon me. I had to fight.
while. Been a long time since anybody seen that face around here.
Must have gotten off for good behavior.
Not likely. That's Bobby Mercer. Heavyweight champion fuck-up of the family. And that's a well-defended title. What made his daddy proud if he had ever had one. I used to know him a little. Played hockey with the boy. Got thrown out of 60-odd games before the league had finally had enough of him. They called him the Michigan Mauler.
Who's the kid?
Oh, that's Jack. He's the youngest. First-class fuck-up, third-class rock star.
He doesn't look like trouble.
He's a mercer. Don't let him fool you.
Hey. All right?
Sure. I love you, man. Come on, let's go see Jerry.
What do we got over here? Another model citizen, I'm sure.
Yeah, my mom, she used to talk about y'all all the time, about how y'all used to cut up at work.
No, actually, Jeremiah's all right.
She told me everything.
You know, it was a rising star in the union for a while. Man found the cause.
Hello, baby.
Cool.
Nice house, man. Not bad at all.
What's up, kiddo? Come on, man. Give me a hug, man.
Well, we got one MIA. I thought you said there were four.
Angel? Pretty boy. Ex-hustler. Soldier. Guess he's a no-show today.
Do you remember when I built that treehouse and you brought the shit down? Where I wanted to kick your ass,
come
man.
Come on, don't worry. Your house is brick. I ain't gonna burn it down.
Well, now? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. No smoking in my house. You're gonna have to put that out. Sorry.
I don't get it. This woman's such a goddamn saint. How'd she end up raising four total fuck-ups?
Miss Evelyn cycled hundreds of kids out of the foster care system and into permanent homes. And in 30 years, she only came across four lost causes. Four delinquents so far gone, she couldn't find anyone to take them in. So she did. Trust me, Fowler. These kids are congressmen compared to what they would have been.
Hey there. It must be Daniela.
You guys are. And you must be Amelia. Nice dress, Amelia.
Amelia.
I know. You guys probably don't remember us, but I'm your Uncle Bobby. This is Cracker Jack.
Don't teach them that, man.
You're not my uncle. You're white. But I'm an Evie's wife.
Yes, we're a different kind of uncle. Your grandma, she adopted me and Uncle Jack like she did your daddy.
You're a policeman.
That's right. We all under arrest, so don't nobody move. Hey, where y'all going?
About me, Green. You arrest me, too?
Well, depends, Bobby. You keep it straight?
Straight-ish.
I know, man.
Let's see.
Jack?
Green.
Sorry about your mom, brother. Give me some love.
Jerry. I thought you said he wasn't coming.
No, I said I didn't know if he was coming or not. I ain't seen him in Lord knows how many years. You know it's hard to track that Bobby down. Don't give me that look, Camille. I am way through with that life.
Thanks for coming, Green. Mom would have been happy you made it to the service.
Shit, your mom would have been happy you made it back for her funeral.
Yeah, I ain't come back from the funeral.
Thanks for the offer, but we got it under control.
Yeah, you know, I could tell by the looks of things when I drove in. Place looks completely different. Detroit's finest cleaned it up, huh?
Yeah, be easy, Bobby. We got these punks. Kid playing basketball across the street, witnessed two gangbangers running in there shooting up the place.
Come on, so Green. I used to make a good living around here because cops like you guys couldn't find tits in a strip joint. But you just come inside, have some coffee, some donuts, and then take your boy and get the fuck out of here, okay? Come on.
Bobby, what have you been up to?
Oh, I'm a freaking college professor, Jack. What do you think I've been doing?
I doubt
same old Bobby.
What about you? You still sucking a little cock left and right or what?
Y'all ain't right leaving me out here in the cold like this.
Yo, little brother, you asshole.
Shame for yourself. Get your ass over here.
Yeah, you missed our mother's funeral too, Jarhead. What's up?
What's up, boy?
Good, man.
Good to see you, man. You shaved off the arsenal, huh?
Jack. Haven't seen you forever.
Yeah, I know.
Did you get your teeth whitened?
Well, shut up, Jackie Poo. Give me something to eat. Are y'all hungry?
No, I'm gonna get some sleep. Jackie, take your own room, all right? Angel, take yours.
I'm gonna sleep in mom's room.
You been crying here, little fairy?
Leave it alone, man.
Still making a lot of racket on that freaking thing?
Yes, still making a lot of racket. Too weird in mom's room?
Oh, man. Way too weird. It's crazy. I mean, everything's exactly the same. She didn't change nothing in this house.
Look at y'all.
What?
Nothing. I'm just happy to see you, man. Happy to see my brothers, that's all.
Happy to see you too, Jerry.
I guess I'll stop by the grocery store and grab a turkey or something. Have a Thanksgiving dinner. Let's at least act like we're a real family. Mom would like that. Where you think you going?
It's a little heavy in there. I'm going to just go outside and give me a little air.
You're full of shit, man. You can smell that ass from down the street, huh?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what? Come on, what, man? You know exactly what we're talking about with La Vida Loca.
Ain't nobody going to go get no La Vida Loca nothing.
She got a boyfriend.
She got a boyfriend. She's got hard dick in her right now. She's screaming somebody else's name, and the last thing she's doing is thinking about your black ass. Leave it alone, man.
Man, I can't even believe y'all coming at me with this crazy
brother,
stuff,
she is
man.
Nothing but
I'm
trouble.
I'm standing here telling y'all both right now, I'm not going to see that girl, and I'm not.
Yeah! How serious are you with this dude?
Loco Ono is not staying in this house.
Bullshit, Bobby.
I don't care. La Vida Loca ain't staying in this house one more night.
No, it's your house.
Stuff.
It's your house.
This ain't no homeless shelter. Yeah,
you're not running shit, Bobby. You're not.
Bobby, porque no te callas, pendejo.
Baby, why don't you go back upstairs? I got this covered.
What's wrong with you?
Go back upstairs.
Why you let him talk to me like that?
Go upstairs,
Spanish? Huh? Was I speaking Spanish? Nobody was talking to
my girl like that, man.
Mommy, no.
That's what I'm talking about, Bobby.
She wasn't your girl as of yesterday, right? She had another man.
So I'm confused. What are you talking about, man? She is my girl.
Right. Let's just place the fucking turkey cup, man. How about that?
Don't start, man. Why do you always do that?
Shut up.
Should be aggravating.
Just shoot up, man. I'm watching the game. Come on.
Why don't y'all hold that down?
Yeah.
Man, hold that down, man.
Little woman.
Get him, Jerry.
Try one more time.
What you gonna do?
You'll see.
Big ass teeth. Bite me?
You do got some big ass teeth, Jerry.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, get him, Jerry.
What the hell you doing?
Come on, bro. The gorgeous black lady.
I'm telling you what you want to say now.
Nitro and midnight.
Spit the tail
of got midnight in the hell out.
Come on,
get him. Come get him, Jerry.
Come on.
Midnight trying to get up. I ain't wrong on him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Get him, Nitro.
All right. Yeah. All right. All right.
Steer you, big bro.
Just speedy, man. Sway.
Come on, man. Let's eat. Bring out that bird.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, thank you for this day. Thank you for this food we're about to receive, and thank you for bringing us together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get a salad.
Your mouth, Jeremiah. You grow up in a barn?
Close your mouth, Angel. Think you're a cow or something?
More tattoos, Angel? You don't have to hide them. Look at mine. Take your elbow off the table. Jackie. I know bad things happened to you before you came to me. Hey, look at me. But you're safe now.
Hell with this now. Let's go get a pickup game. I want to see some quick sticks and some tight passing.
It's too cold, man. I ain't come all the way back out here to go play no hockey.
Come on, ladies. Let's show these guys some fucking skills.
Oh, yeah! Come on, you know what's going on? Take your arms out. Happy football! Come on, Angel!
Yo, watch this.
You got it. Help him, Angel. Yeah!
Hey, Black Chris!
Yeah.
Nigga, please.
Let's talk to the girl.
What are you doing? Give me that.
What the hell?
Get out of your ass, Jerry.
That's my phone, man.
Come on.
Hit him hard. Wake him up.
Get him, get him, get him.
Shut up, man.
Here you go. Shit, I gotta make a man out of you.
Damn it, Bobby.
Gentlemen, I'm truly sorry about your mother. Although I only met Evelyn the one time, she made quite an impression.
I know it's difficult to deal with
mundane financial matters while your heart still grieves for a loved one.
How much do we get?
Come on, man.
Excuse me.
Jack, what the...
Jack, what's wrong with you? What was that?
This is the contents of your mother's safety deposit box. I'll leave you to look through it.
Birth certificate. The adoption papers.
Henry Ford Hospital. So I am from Detroit.
Lansing, Michigan.
My mom was 16.
I got any papers in there?
No.
I don't?
No.
You got any papers in there?
No.
Whoa. 1969. Mom went to Woodstock.
You didn't know Mom was a hippie. Oh, here we go.
Ain't got no papers in there, miss?
The paper right there.
Hmm.
What about me?
Mm-mm. That'll look good on you.
Whatever, man.
Fuck. Quit crying. Come on, I got something to show y'all. This is it.
So this is your dream, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of space in here. What are you going to do, build some automobiles?
No, luxury lofts.
Rims.
Urban sophistication is what I'm talking about.
All right, so now you're doing really
this whole first floor here. It's going to be lavish offices and storefronts. I'm going to put stained glass windows here.
The building is condemned. You got insurance?
What?
We can burn this bitch down.
No, we ain't burning shit down. You always want to destroy something.
Look at your little brother.
Jack!
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this a master suite? Am I making the property value go down? That shithole gives the term Motor City Breakdown a whole new meaning, Jerry. How the hell are you going to pay for all this?
Government redevelopment loan. Easy to qualify. Low interest rates. Y'all stick around. I might give y'all ass a job.
They look like nipples.
Let's go get a real drink.
Your attention, please. I want to make a toast to Evelyn Mercer, the greatest mother Ford degenerate bastard's ever had.
Johnny told me and my brother's another round. A nice warm milk for my little sister.
Man, I will drink you under the table.
We're not talking about sperm, Jack. This is whiskey.
Jack likes ass crack and ball sack. Jack likes boobs. Jack got fans. Jack's got lots of fans.
Oh, man.
You shut up, man.
I don't want to go.
I'm here.
I'm
glad y'all here. I love y'all.
Hey, that's really
love you too, Jack.
Bad stuff about your mom, fellas. Freaking gangs. Worms. Someone ought to step on them.
Which gang, Johnny G?
Aw, shit. Here we go. I knew it.
I think I heard something. The neighborhood's really upset about this.
Same old Bobby. And I always said, as bright as Bobby is, he just does not like to think. Ain't no good gonna come from this. Let the police do their damn job.
Oh, stop with the police,
Jerry,
man.
Half the cops in this town are crooked. You think the other half give two shits about another liquor store hold up?
I'm telling you, man, Green's on our side on this one. Come on,
Green.
Man.
She's the only woman that ever gave a damn, man. And the least we can do is go bang on a few doors and see what happens. They owe her that much.
Why are you acting like such a bitch, Jerry?
Oh, okay. So what, y'all just gonna shoot up the whole town because y'all mad?
Why not?
Come on, man. The people who did this, they probably from the same shitty-ass streets we from. Mom would have been the first to forgive them, and y'all know that.
Can't all be saints, Jerry.
Yeah, can't all be saints, Jerry. All right. All right. Cool.
Bye, Jerry.
Don't call me when y'all get shot up. This is Detroit, in case y'all forgot.
Yeah.
Johnny,
come tell us what's going on, man.
You want to know what I heard?
You got a burner?
Flew in.
Man, be careful with my baby.
Ooh.
Like that?
Got ammo?
Yeah, it's loaded, little brother. Be careful. Hey, you carry the gas.
You gonna do that gas thing?
Yeah, we're gonna do the gas thing.
Something that scares people more than getting burnt to death is people getting eaten alive. Let's go.
Well, what do I get?
come with us? Hmm. Here you go, sweetheart. Poke him with that.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's go.
Five more! I want to see you! Five more, man! Five more! Stop, please! Stop, please!
Let's go.
Detroit police, I want to see your fucking hands in the air. Every last one of you.
Sit your fucking
hands.
Don't
fucking move. Sit down.
Over here.
Don't get him
over there, right?
Sit down and shut the fuck up. Yo, what the hell y'all want? Y'all ain't no cops. What the hell you doing here, man?
Watch out with the police when I'm done with this.
No. This is not the talking part, okay?
This is the listening part, so shut your mouth.
What the hell are you standing up for?
You know who I am?
It's Juan here.
Get your corn muffin head ass over there on the couch.
You don't know why we're here. Juan.
Blaze your
what
ass.
What the fuck?
Shut up.
I know you're not going to tell me what I want to know, so I'm going to light your little bitch ass on fire. Then I'm going to watch you run around here like a chicken with his head cut off, lighting all your little friends on fire. Is that what you want?
Which one of your boys shot up the liquor store on 104th Street? The police got witnesses, bro. Don't even hit us with no bullshit.
Hey, tough guy. Hey! Now it's the talking part. You better start saying what the fuck I want to hear.
Speak. Man, that shit was counterfeit as a motherfucker, man. Okay, ain't nobody playing no basketball when that shit went down, okay? Why you think cops ain't arrest nobody?
What the hell are they
doing? How do you know nobody was playing basketball if you weren't there?
Cuz, bitch. Police said those people wasn't killed till 11 o'clock.
So what?
So they turned the court lights out at 10.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yo, where are we going, man? Fuck y'all taking me?
Little bastards need to stay in school.
Ah! You can't call my brother, bitch.
I hope y'all have a very nice evening.
It's 10:02 and these fucking lights are still on.
I know you know who did this, homeboy.
This is bullshit. Let's pop this motherfucker right now.
Bobby, take it easy.
Shut up, Jack. Come on.
But man, what? Yo, man, Nicole, shut off. They're gonna shut off, man. They're gonna
shut off. The lights are going off of yours. Let's go.
No.
You're fucking lucky.
Told you. Man, y'all fools been playing. Get off of me, man. Y'all, I already know you messing with, man. Questioning me about the lights being off and all
man,
that.
Why don't you shut the fuck up, man?
Talk too much.
Jack, it's a questionable kill.
What makes you think that?
Boy, it's Dad. You growing up without a father, nobody taught you anything, did they? I should have stayed around longer and held your little hand, huh, sweetheart? Look, sometimes pros will cover up their shots with another crime, like a burglary or something, then pay a witness. Throw the cops onto the wrong suspect, you understand?
Why would anybody want to kill the sweetest woman in the goddamn world?
I don't know, Jackie. I don't know.
All right, I'm here. What?
Last night we found out it went random. Witness was paid and the whole gang story was some bullshit.
Are you serious, man? Come on, now.
Yeah.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Yeah, if we could just have a moment of your time, sir. Evelyn Mercer was our mother.
She was a good lady. I liked her very much. Let's come inside.
Doesn't add up. He's already got the money.
Supposedly there was a witness told the police this was a gang shooting. You know anything about that?
The police talked for a long time with one man. One man more than the others.
You remember what this guy looks like? Have you seen him again?
He comes in for Gatorade after the games. Big guy, always wears sweats, never a jacket. Even with snow or rain. He has a dog and
a fro. Like an afro. Like Ben Wallace, the basketball player?
Pistons. Yes, Ben Wallace.
Okay. Is he on the courts a lot?
On the courts or at the gym.
There was no gang shooting. There was an execution. They set Mom up. They set her up. Come on.
Bobby.
We're winging it, Jerry.
You're always winging.
We're gonna get killed.
What you mean, we, white boy?
You ready?
Here we go.
Remember, I don't know how you think you're doing, but you better get the hell out of here, friend.
I'd love to be friend, but I can't.
Yeah! Come on. I got the rock now! I got this motherfucker now! What? Fuck you, man! Whoa! No need to grab me. It's only take a second. I shut up and listen. My name is Bobby Mercer. Some of you probably knew my mother, and some of you probably know she was shot about a week ago across the street. 62 years old, murdered in cold blood.
Think about it, Bobby. Think.
I'm looking for
Think,
the witness.
Bobby. Think.
Ball player, big guy. Supposedly never wears a coat. Dog lover, ring any bells?
Damn.
You tell me where I can find the guy, and you can finish the game. All we want to do is talk to the guy.
Hey, kid! No running in the hall.
Get off me, man!
Why are you running?
Get off me, man. Man, I don't know nothing.
You shut up.
You got something to tell me, youngster?
I'm looking for who killed my mother. You tell me where I can find this guy and you can finish your game.
Crack it up.
I appreciate you all very much. You've all been outstanding citizens. Assalamu alaikum. Enjoy the rest of your game.
Crazy as hell.
What do we got here?
Bobby, meet Keenan. Keenan, this is Bobby. Something tells me he was on his way to deliver a warning.
What's his name, Keenan?
Damien. It's my brother.
He's your brother? No shit, these are my brothers.
Nah, dog, he's my real brother.
Yeah, these are my real brothers. This is Angel, I'm Bobby, this is Jack and Jeremiah. But what about you and Damien? You guys still close? Does he live at home with you?
Yeah, but I ain't telling you shit else.
Okay.
I wouldn't sell out my brothers either.
Calm down, okay? Look, we just want to talk to him. We want to ask him a few questions. Is he going to cooperate?
Got something. Dad, he lives in the gardens right over there.
Enjoy the rest of the game, okay? Don't worry about it.
It's a nice grass.
Better stay in school.
What is that? Aluminum?
Shit doesn't even spin.
Come on, man. Don't get it. Why would somebody hire a goddamn killer to shoot Mom?
Here's an idea. We'll wait for the shithead to get back and we'll ask him.
Well, y'all do what y'all gotta do. I got gymnastics. Come on, let me out.
You got your leotard on, Jerry?
Go to hell, man. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I got a schedule to keep. Girls got gymnastics. I gotta take them. Come on, let me out, man.
You wanna take Cracker Jack with you? Very flexible.
Bobby, you're the one who took L.A.
All right, man.
Well, now you did it for so many years, man. It must have driven you crazy, Angel. You're on a ship for, what, 6 months at a time with number dudes?
It wasn't a ship. The Marines went co-ed. They got girls now.
Yeah, I bet you them girls look like dudes, too, though.
Not after 6 months, they don't.
Come some colors, broken glass, and glass and dark.
Hell, it's him. It's him!
Talk to him now.
Man, you must be freezing. You won't be needing this no more, playboy.
You know why we're here, Damien?
Come on, man. Call me an ambulance.
An ambulance? What, for my dog bites? I'll be okay. If you give me a name, I'll call 911. I want to know who shot up that liquor store now.
Man, I didn't see no one.
Say what? Speak up. Can't hear you, playboy. It's hard to hear you out here with all this wind.
If we leave, ain't nobody else gonna hear you out here either.
They say it's gonna be a cold night.
You ain't gonna make it far with that leg.
Look, man. These two fools, they'd pay me a few dubs if I said I saw some gangsters shoot a place, all right? But I didn't hurt no one.
All right, we'll turn into a fucking fudge sickle.
Hey, come on, man. I can't say nothing.
Fair enough. You're gonna die right here.
Yo, man, come on! Yo, man!
Calling
his bluff.
Hey,
come on!
Yo, think it don't break?
See that Chinese spare rib hanging out of his leg? It's just a matter of time.
You sure?
You want to put money on it?
Come on, help
sure.
Me.
Turn around,
hey,
dick.
What the fuck are you looking at?
I'll tell you where you can find him.
Come on. Call me an ambulance.
Give me a name.
Where can we find him? Yeah.
Goatee, goatee, look for me with the goatee.
I can get you one bigger than that.
There he is.
Right there, the guy with the goatee.
I see him, Jack. Put your fucking
hand. Check the cat's the door. I see him. Come on, let's get him.
Go,
Move, everybody!
Move, everybody! Go! You move!
Let's get these motherfuckers.
Punch it, Bobby, punch it!
I got no tracks, I'm sliding over the fucking street!
Lieutenant, it's Maximum Ugly. We got two obvious executions.
Any IDs on them?
Nah, I get the prints before we put them on ice.
What do you say, Green? Any ideas?
That's what we pay you for.
Such a pussy, Bobby.
Yeah, break, will you?
Should be against the law for people to keep their dogs where someone like you can get to them.
Hey, y'all, police in the house!
Oh, get me something to cover my arm.
Shit.
Hurry up.
Angel, mind if we come in?
I'm already in. Cops are always welcome at the Mercer's. It makes us feel safe and cozy. Just the way we like it.
Woo!
Ain't you sexy?
Thank you.
Jackie wanted this little number for himself, but I fought him for it.
What happened to the hair? Did you happen to forget our little conversation we had at your brother's house about not interfering with our investigation?
Oh, no. This is turkey cut, man. Hockey. An old Mercer family tradition. Remember that, don't you, Green? You played hockey? Guys can be pretty rough out on that ice.
Where's your car, Bobby? It's not outside.
We left it at Jeremiah's.
Yeah. Jerry drove us home. You know, Volvos are one of the safest cars out there. Volvos are incredible, man, when it's a blizzard outside.
That's fascinating. Hey, Gretzky, you know what this is?
A hair from your wife's tit?
Trying from your thick skull. Forensics took it off a pair of contract killers we found dead this morning.
Fishing for a confession with a phony hair, huh? That's an old one, boys. Come on, Green.
You know when I'll know you got my hair off the dead body, right? When I hear the jailhouse doors close behind me, girls.
Okay, then you tell me what they told you. You think that these thugs were hired to kill Evelyn? Is that it?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Green.
Wait, Green, how do you go from petty thug to contract killer? And if they were professional shooters, like you say, they'd have never told us who they was working with anyway. Even if they got one hell of an ass whooping.
You think you're pretty cute, don't you? He does. Yeah, everybody's a smart guy until I bust him in the mouth.
Wait, hey!
Bust me in my mouth?
Hold on! This ain't what I'm here for. Hey, stop! Look, Bobby, if you got something, you give it to me. And if it's something vital, man, we will run with this. But don't try and take on Detroit by your damn self. You keep knocking on the devil's door long enough, and sooner or later, somebody gonna answer you.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Kev. Oh, shit. Kev, fix it.
Go. Out-of-town shooters. That's what I said. I remember hearing myself say it. Out-of-town shooters. You know what? You don't pay a hoe to fuck you. You pay her to leave. What you pay out-of-town shooters to do? You pay them to get the hell back out of town. That's why I asked for out-of-town shooters. What I get? In-town shooters. Someone decided to hire in-town shooters. You know what else I got for my money? In-town police. In-town trouble. Who's got to get in the ring with me on this? You hungry, Evan? You must be hungry, right?
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize! Dog's gotta eat, right? I tell you what, you wanna come in my restaurant and eat? Go ahead, eat, dog, eat! Get the fuck out of my seat, man!
That's a good boy.
Bullshit.
Shut your mouth, bitch. I'll put you down there with him. Matter of fact, get your ass over here and share a meal with your man.
No. Wrap that shit up good. Now find out who killed the shooters.
What bastard hired these guys?
What's Marines by the river, right?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go take a look.
All right. Baby.
Now, sweetie. Wasn't there this discussion about a dinner together? Because I seem to remember spending 2 hours in the kitchen.
We got some important shit to deal with, baby.
She's so loca.
Man, don't do that right now.
Shut up, Bobby. Can don't start with that crap.
Can y'all not go there? Please don't go there.
Don't go there, please. Please. I want a girlfriend like you.
Get
Can we go?
Angel. You said this time I was going to be a teen friend.
Ay, mommy. I'm breaking my corazón. Chica. She's getting real comfortable here, huh?
What are you doing? I thought you was a macho man, a tough guy.
You know, it's a real shame the little Jackie's the only one down the ride. Let's go, Jackie. Say goodbye to your big sister, Jackie. Let's go.
You gonna leave me, too? I just need 15 minutes, man.
She's addicted. Twin Angel's addicted.
Oh. Sophie! Sophie? Baby?
Just like when we were 16.
My favorite room in the house.
I already said it to Spin.
Who are you?
Hi, I'm with State Farm. I have a question or two about your mother's insurance policy. It's imperative that I speak with Jeremiah immediately. The check is being processed, but nonetheless, some red flags have been raised.
What do you mean, red flags?
Well, it's an unusually high payout for a simple life insurance policy. For the last 2 years, the premium was paid via check from your brother's bank account. With your brother's criminal record and his business near bankruptcy, well, it's our responsibility to investigate.
Wait, so Jeremiah is broke?
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yes, sir.
Angel, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, baby.
What the hell is this?
Oh, those are breath mints, baby. Give me one.
You know I'm allergic to
them. Oh, I should be going now.
No, hold on, please.
Angel, who did you buy them for?
Put the cuckoo back in the clock, baby. I bought them in Vegas way before I even knew I was coming here.
Who are they for?
For no one. Please, sir, please. Baby, look, if we're going to talk about this, can we please do it outside?
Okay, you want to talk outside? Well, then fine, let's talk outside.
We're going to talk right now. We're going to talk right now. Get your ass out of here, girl. So how much is my brother getting?
A little more than $400,000.
Open the door now! Open!
Check everything, Jackie. There's got to be some shit around here that ties these guys to somebody else. Around in here? Find anything?
Camera.
Come on.
Thanks. Hey, Chief.
Hey, thanks. Angel Mercer.
How you doing?
I ain't worked for Jerry for a long time. Not since he started up those luxury condos. High-dollar stuff like that brings in all the gangsters.
Wait, so you're saying Jerry got mixed in with some gangsters? What's going on?
There's this do-gooder. He's on city council. His name's Douglas.
Okay.
He's the guy who shut down Jerry's warehouse project. You'll know who Jerry got mixed up with.
Six South 45 Auto. Ooh, I'll blow your back out. Nine millimeter Beretta. Oh, look at this Beretta. Triple action, three bullets at once. Say dead men tell no tales, but they sure leave important shit lying around.
Hey, what the hell are y'all doing now?
It's getting a head start on next year's taxes, Jerry.
Look how y'all doing Mama's house. Come on, look at this table, man. Come on.
You know what? You're right.
Hey, Sophie, why don't you do me a favor, clean up some of this shit. Make yourself useful.
Hey.
You missed.
Hey, Bobby.
Where'd y'all get this?
Our friend Stanley, the shooter.
You see that?
They were tracking Mom.
That's that guy. That's that lawyer guy. That shithead said. He said he only met her once, Bobby.
So where the hell you been? I've been trying to call you all day.
Following up new leads.
Yep. Let's go.
Jerry, you coming with us?
Don't you want to find out who hired him?
Yeah, don't you want to find out who killed Mom?
Of course I do, man.
Let's go. Stop bullshitting. Come on.
All right. Somebody got to look after y'all clowns.
Oh, so now you calling us a clown?
I call it like I see.
What?
Can I leave again?
See, that's your problem.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
go.
You're going to be here. Whatever.
You might have to spend the night up in this bitch.
Oh, an attack dog. Come here, Poochie. You don't want to bite me, do you? You want to bite me, baby?
Hey, Bobby, check this out. I found Bradford's calendar.
You don't think EM stands for Evelyn Mercer?
Do you?
Didn't build this, Jackie.
November 21st. He met up with her the night she died. Why would anybody meet up with their lawyer at 8 o'clock at night?
Angel! Nice.
Crazy.
Your girlfriend's here.
Problems. Well, go shut her up then.
Now, y'all come out here with me. This girl is crazy.
People, there's rotters in the house! Come out, Angel. I want to call them
a
call.
Come on.
What are you doing?
What are you doing, buddy?
Bobby, he's a lawyer.
You heard me, old man.
No.
You fucking lied to me. You said you didn't even know my mother. You were the last person to see her alive.
No. Ooh. Look at that, Jerry. He's a nice big red handprint, huh?
Just ask him the question. Come on.
No, I'm going to do it again and again until I find out what I want to know.
Tell him.
Okay. I'll explain. It's just that I felt so guilty.
Guilty for what?
I'm not even sure I know how to say it.
Say what?
Your mother and I were seeing each other socially.
Socially?
I didn't want to sully your mother's reputation. She was a fine, fine woman.
I know.
I have some of your mother's night things
what?
If you want. They...
No, it's not necessary. Okay?
Information.
Hey, maybe.
Ah.
Get out of here. I apologize, Mr. Bradford. I broke your back window. Just trying to figure out what happened to my mother.
I understand.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You have a beautiful home here.
Thank you.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah. Hey, man. Gotta ask you a question.
What's up?
You know me and Sophie did a lot of making up last night.
You get that rain, huh?
Yeah. It seemed like I got a little rust on the tools down
there. Whoa. That's the cardiologist in the shower, man.
I don't know what I know.
He's an expert.
Bradford.
Gotta live.
Thank God, man. I thought my luck ran out. Hey, listen, man. You know, Jerry ain't been straight up with us about that redevelopment project. Found out his dream's dead. Jerry got involved with some bad people. City got on him about fraud and whatnot. Cut his loans off like a month ago. Technically, Jerry's really broke.
You think this had something to do with what happened to Mom?
No, I'm saying that it's something we should look into. I need y'all to go down and visit the city official named Douglas. He'll know who Jerry got mixed up with. I'm gonna go check on some other shit.
Hey, what are you talking about? Why don't you just tell me what you know, Angel?
I know you need to stay your ass on that porcelain. This is going to require a little finesse. And given your prior reputation as a hothead...
I wrote the fucking book on finesse, okay? Wait for me to wipe my ass, Angel. I'll come with you. Angel! Get me some fucking toilet paper, Jack. Angel!
You know, you didn't come up on the list of any of Evelyn's friends or known associates, Mr. Bradford.
No.
I got your name off of her phone record.
Well, yes, we did try to keep our relationship somewhat discreet.
There we go. You know, well, maybe you can help me then. You see, what I've gathered so far, it seems that Evelyn had become upset with her son Jeremiah's business situation.
Yes, she was starting to raise a bit of a stink. But what, wasn't all that covered in the police report that you filed?
What police report?
Councilman Douglas. Sorry to startle you. My name's Bobby Mercer. I believe you knew my brother Jeremiah. Apparently you were the one who got his business shut down, right?
This is not the proper venue for an appeal.
Look, we're not really concerned with that, Councilman. I heard my brother got mixed up with some hoodlums. You know what I'm talking about?
I can't help you. Excuse me. Is there a problem?
Damn, Jerry.
There she is. So she got in there at 6:05. Fast forward that.
Hey, look, that's Fowler.
Hey, pause it. Now, he didn't say anything to me about talking to her. Fast forward to when she leaves. Okay, stop. So she was here until 7:11. He spent more than an hour with her.
What do you think he found?
I don't know, but it's something big.
How can you tell?
By the sound of his voice. I know my brother.
What's going on, Angel?
Is the councilman helpful?
Oh, yeah. Real public servant.
Remember a punk named Victor Sweet? I remember a Malcolm Sweet.
Victor was his nephew. He used to deliver things for his uncle. Firebombs and beatings. You remember? Malcolm used to love to humiliate him all the time.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Apparently, little Victor got sick of all the ass words and saw his uncle went to the river. You know, it's a whole neighborhood now.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Bobby, word around town is that Jerry owe a lot of people some money.
What are you talking about?
Recognize that dude over there with the fat head?
Yeah, that's Evander Pearson. He used to be all right, that guy. Jerry and him used to hang out during the union days.
He goes by Evan now, and he's working for a guy named Victor.
You guys are coming up with this pretty quick.
Yeah, we should have been cops. What are we doing here, Angel?
Holy shit.
Jerry. I hate meeting you here, man, with your kids and all, but you know how it goes.
I understand.
Got it.
I found out Jerry got a big insurance check for Mom's death.
Be cool, bro. Forget Jerry. We're gonna find him later. Come on.
Yo, Vanda! What's up?
Muriel! We leave. Game's over.
Let's go.
Nice to see you boys, but we was just leaving.
You ain't going nowhere. Who's you talking to my brother Jerry about?
Nothing. Just saying hello. Me and Jerry go way back from the union days. You know that, Bobby.
Angel tells me you're one of Victor Sweet's boys now. Here he's running shit like his uncle used to, treating you like a house nigger.
What are you thinking about, Evan? The dude's a punk.
You been gone a long time, fellas. Times change.
It's in an envelope.
What envelope?
So you want to play that fucking game with me right now?
Y'all gonna do this here.
Right here, right now.
Give me the envelope and take a walk. Now!
Go ahead, Ben. Take the kids home. We'll see you ass again real soon. Let's go.
Hurry up.
Counsel, pull up a chair.
This cop came to see me today, and he was asking about that woman. Don't worry about cops. I got cops.
No, I'm not. But I'm worried about this guy, Bobby Mercer. He came to see me after the cop did.
You tell him my name?
Of course not, Vic. I mean, but look, you know, we can't do business like this anymore.
Nothing's changing. Evan and I were just talking about this fella, Bobby Mercer.
Vic, I did not tell the man anything.
Did you tell him my name?
No, no, I swear to God.
Yes, you did, you stinking coward. I smelled it on you the second you walked in here. Now go sit at the other table.
Excuse me?
Go sit at the kiddie table. I ain't finished with you. I ain't finished my hand, so sit your ass down.
Are you in trouble? He's on the timeout.
Come on, man. What you got?
Nah. I'm out.
Thanks. Nines. Ugh, one again. So, Charlie, I heard you're marrying that fine piece of ass of yours.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's spring, in fact.
How about I send you on a little out-of-town work, huh? Give me a little one-on-one time alone with that cute little Italian thing of yours, huh? How'd that be? I'll teach you some nice tricks for you.
Yeah, maybe you can teach you how to cook.
No, man, I teach you better things than that. It's too much woman for you, Charlie. You're gonna have to show her around a bit.
Man, my turn. You, what's...
All right, you kids. Who wants some ice cream, huh?
Me!
Why don't you run upstairs? We'll get you some ice cream. Come on now.
Ellen. Pistol. I ain't playing no more. I'm gonna go in there and bust that melon and find out what he's saying.
Hey, his family's in there.
Bob, you're gonna have to calm down, man.
Oh, calm.
Let me just call him.
He thinks I'm an idiot. He thinks I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Jerry. It's Angel. Look, man, we need to meet up first thing tomorrow at Mom's house.
I'm gonna kill him.
Calm down, Bobby.
We still family, right? Yeah, man. Okay.
Is he coming?
Yeah. Good.
You know what you did.
No, you don't know who you fucking with. Where's Bobby?
Are you hiding, Jerry?
What's wrong with you?
Huh? What are you hiding? I found out you had something to do with what happened to Ma. I swear to God, Jerry, I'm gonna kill you right here and now.
No, Bobby, no.
The angel's gonna ask you some questions, and brother, I shit you not. The time for lying is over.
We know you lied about your business, and we know you got mixed up with some gangsters.
Hold on.
Stay down.
Y'all think I had something to do with Mom getting killed?
You got a check for $400,000 that you just so happened to forget to mention for Mom's life insurance.
She took out the policy for the girls, man. I ain't have nothing to do with that. Come on, man.
You made the payments.
Good timing, Jerry. Just when it seems like all is lost for you, Mom gets shot by some gangsters and now you hit the fucking lottery?
So y'all tripping because I made insurance payments? What? I paid all her bills. What the fuck we on? How many years did I have to take care of her? My goddamn self. Y'all around doing nothing. Bullshitting.
And you gonna tell me I killed her? Come on,
why
man.
Why would you pay off a killer like Sweet? And what the fuck did he do for you, Jerry?
What did he do for me? He killed my fucking life. I put everything in that project. I bet it all trying to make something up myself. Trying to make this shit work. Then Vic's goons gonna come try to take a piece.
Well, you paid him, Jerry. You got in bed with him, didn't you?
No. I didn't pay him. That's how they fucking shut me down.
Wait, I thought the city cut you off, Jerry.
Douglas? Come on, man. This is Detroit. Sweet owns Douglas. He ain't nothing but a gangster in a suit. I don't pay him, and now he shuts my loans off. End of story, end of project.
So what about the 20 grand?
I just told you. You want to cross the bridge, you got to pay the toll. I took the money from Mom's insurance. I was going to pay the bribe. And so y'all
your mother was a whore.
Yes, you...
Hey, look, fuck you, man. I will kick your...
Son of a bitch!
Piece of shit!
Jack! Jack!
Hold on.
We need an ambulance! Somebody help! Call 911!
Jack! Jack, please. Come on, man.
I'm calling.
Come on, Jack. You gotta breathe.
We need an ambulance
right now. Don't you die on me, you little fairy. Come on, Jack. Please. You gotta fucking breathe. Come on. Jack!
Jack, come on, Jack, Bob, please. Jack.
Sent you Victor Sweet?
Yeah, it was Sweet.
Thank God.
Thank God. You killed my mother and my little brother, you motherfucker. Thank Victor Sweet.
Johnny! Photograph them. Hey, let me talk to them, okay? Look, I'm real sorry, man. I really am. What happened here?
Victor Sweet did this.
How do you figure that?
Because his friend in the bag over there told me.
Okay, I'll make sure I get a statement from him, man.
Sweet do us like this.
Why'd he have to be our mom?
Stephanie was going after him. She knew her son, man. She never thought for a second that you were corrupt.
But I never told her about my business.
Jerry, were you ever able to keep a secret from her? She knew all about your trouble, man. The moment they shut you down, she went down there raising hell with the councilman.
You gonna bury Sweet or are we?
Well, I got me a dirty uniform I gotta deal with first. You see, Evelyn filed a report that got passed on to Victor Sweet.
By who?
Look, I just got something
Don't bullshit me, Green. Who are you protecting? Your boy Fowler?
Look, Fowler's my problem. I'll deal with him. And then we get Sweet.
Green. So how are we gonna deal with all this?
Self-defense. Wasn't it? Hey. What's happening, partner?
It's cooking, boss.
Isn't this one of Victor Sweet's spots?
Yeah, I heard that.
So what?
So why didn't you tell me that you had talked to Evelyn Mercer a week before she got killed? I mean, don't you think that that's relevant to a murder investigation?
I didn't tell you, because it wasn't relevant at all.
Really?
I talked to the old lady.
For all of about 5 minutes.
She came in with her usual meddling. Kids tagging up her block, that kind of shit.
You know, I figured it was something like that. But you still should have said something to me, man.
Sorry.
Did she file a police report?
Nah. I sent it over to the Parks Department. They cleaned that shit up.
5 minutes, huh?
Yeah. Couldn't have been much more than that. You want to take a shot? You're going to need some practice.
I'd love to. Whew. It's been a long time since I played a game like this one.
Is that so?
Yeah. Partner, I think your stick is crooked.
I think it's all right.
Nah. And the weight is off.
Worked pretty good for me.
You sure?
Yeah.
Use a dirty cop. Give me a badge. See, I hate dirty cops.
Green, wait. There's something I forgot.
What the fuck you want to say to me?
I forgot to install those surveillance cameras at the station.
Motherfucker!
Thank you.
7 miles. Suspects and two young black males heading east on foot. Request backup immediately. Ready. Aim. Fire. Ready. Aim. Fire. Ready. Aim. Fire.
Should have came home. Never should have came.
I'll miss him too. Won't be able to bring him back. We're gonna send him some company.
Can't go to war with Victor Sweet. Not straight up. We'll just hire more and more goons until we all dead.
I don't know. I don't know what to do anymore. I already lost my brother. You guys are all I got.
Got an idea.
What?
We'll take the rest of the money from Mom's insurance. Pay Sweet to call off the dogs. He'll deal. He's a businessman.
Doesn't count as a plan if it takes you longer to say it than it does to think it up, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. Sweet'll meet up with you. Take your money. Won't be able to find your body till the river thaws.
If you can get that far.
Jesus, Jeremiah, what you doing here?
I'm here to do a little collective bargaining, man.
What was Sweet? Did you not get the message? He wants blood. That's not negotiable.
Look, they told us we'd never get $30 an hour on the job either, right? But what we get. So don't tell me this is not possible. Come on, man.
So what you bringing to the table?
$400,000.
Yo.
Evan called Sweet. He's gone for it.
When's it meet?
4:00.
Today?
Yeah.
That's in 3 hours.
Well, we ain't got no choice. Sweet's supposed to roll up on us any minute now.
What? What else?
Well, Evan, we cool, and he let me in on a little something. He said if foul is there, he don't think he's gonna go for it.
So there's no plan?
Yes, there is, Bobby. We need to take Fowler out before the meet.
We can't kill a cop even if he is dirty.
He handed Ma to Sweet, okay? He ain't walking away from this.
Make sure the hose covered when we get there.
Hey, come here.
All right.
No, no, good shot. Don't shoot anyone either. Okay. Unless you have.
Come on now. You know I love you, don't you?
Mwah.
Y'all be good now. Take care of mommy. All right?
Be careful.
Oh, well.
Bobby. Look, I know I don't know you that well. But don't you let him get hurt. Bring him back to me.
I will, Camille. It's gonna be okay.
Hey, kid. What you doing playing out here in the snow?
I'm just working on my swing for the spring.
Hey, man, I need a big favor. I give you $20 and this whole box of Baby Ruth's. You see that house over there?
That's what we hear from Angel.
I'm selling candy to raise money for my baseball team.
We want to buy new uniforms and equipment.
Thanks. And get the hell out of here.
This is a big problem. A big problem. Even a complete compress will suffocate you for 4 minutes without oxygen. Look, you're not exactly calm, are you?
Stop! We ain't going nowhere without the call, Jerry, so just calm down.
Fuck you!
Just keep stalling.
Hold on, I'm grabbing my stars, man. I'll be there in a minute. Hold on.
Angel.
Hey, I got him.
Is he out of the way?
But you want to ask him?
Let me hear his voice.
Hold on, let me put him on phone. Hey, man, say hi to my brother.
We got you now,
bitch. I'm coming.
Go.
Hey, what the hell? You in there?
Somebody?
Hey, hey, man. Hey. Hey, what is this, man?
Relax.
What is this?
Just relax. Just gotta check it out. Make sure you ain't stressed. Relax. Relax.
He's good.
Okay. Let's take a ride, Jerry.
Yeah, I got him. Well, he's on board. Yeah, all right.
What did he say?
Say, hurry the fuck up. Then he hung up.
You'll never get the belt. Trust me.
I never think to go for the bag. It's always the belt first for some reason. Bag has to be clear, though. Black doesn't work. Get up. Get over there right now.
He's gonna end up dead.
Ma'am. Slow it down again.
And this isn't even his fight. This is stupid brother's fault.
I understand. I can help you. But you're going to have to let me know who it is we're talking about and what's about to happen.
My boyfriend. He was talking about killing a cop.
Sound. Those are my boys coming.
What is that? What was that?
Nice fishing. Tommy there is part Eskimo.
It's not looking good for you, homeboy.
We'll see if they steal your boys after they find out you killed your partner, Green. Homeboy.
That's your angle, huh? You gonna walk out there and tell them I killed Green? That's your story?
It has the advantage of being true.
So what? I killed my partner. I could kill the whole damn police department if you were the only witness. They'd probably just promote me to chief. You're one of the Mercer brothers. Brother, no cop in the world's gonna believe your word over mine. Sorry.
You know what? You're probably right. Other than the ones I got outside right now in the van, listening to every bit of our conversation. Brother.
You're lying.
Afraid not. Take a look. Okay, Lieutenant, I'm bringing them out now. Come on, man. It's all over.
I'm gonna pop your head like a champagne cork.
You hear me? I'm taking your clown down with me.
They say there's no such thing as a free lunch. All right. Let's sink this dumbass and get out of here. I got a candlelit date lined up with a hot piece of Puerto Rican pussy.
You're a Mom Mercer. Businessman. Give me that.
God damn it, I like the way you do business. You're a reasonable man.
You should have let me in on your project.
We could have been partners. Could have been a sweet deal for both of us. Now just a sweet deal for me.
Come on, man. We're gonna do business or what?
Right. 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 Down to business.
What were the terms again? You give me 400 grand, and I pardon you and your brothers. Is that right? Forgive or forget. Right?
That's right. My brother said I was naive that you would shoot me and just take the money. Yeah.
Man, you hurt my feelings.
Good. You don't know shit about her feelings. I just buried my mama and my brother. And I think that's payment enough, Vic.
You've been doing a lot of thinking, boy.
Yeah, my mama raised me to be a thinking man. So me and my brothers, we came up with a whole new proposal.
A whole new proposal. Is that right?
Sir. Yes, sir. You're going to like it, too, because it is a sweet deal. Check it out. Instead of giving you the 400 grand, we decided we'd give it to these mistreated workers you got standing behind you.
Pistol. Kevin, I said pistol.
No, bitch. The one thing you forgot about me is this. I was in the union for a long time. I ain't never missed no meetings.
He ain't lying. It's cold out here when you're by yourself, ain't it?
So what now?
You gonna kill the hand that's been feeding you? Over some stupid old lady?
Watch your motherfucking mouth.
You dumb shits! I told Fowler and his pals all about this meeting. You kill me, you all go down. Murder. He's already late. Shit, he's probably on his way right now.
He ain't coming.
Swear to God, I'll kill him. You gotta set me up, huh? Think you're real smart. Get this shit on tape, huh?
Fowler. What the hell? I thought Fowler was the hot.
Back off, I'm serious!
Fowler, what are you doing, man? Drop the goddamn gun, we're here to help you!
Back off now, I'm serious!
Wait, Fowler, put down your weapon!
Not a chance! I just said back off now!
Load it!
Come on now, who's gonna do it, huh?
Who the man here, huh? Which one of you tough guys gonna do it? Who's gonna take on the champ? You, Johnny?
Get him in the hall.
Right. Wait, go. So what are we gonna do about the police?
Police? Cops love the mercies, Jerry.
Sit him down.
Damn! You're trying to kill me! What are you doing, man? All right! You want to go in that around? Huh?
You are in the last night. You didn't do anything.
Let me ask you again. What happened to Victor Sweet, Mercer?
Name is Jeremiah Mercer, and I want to see him now.
Alice, you might want to close your ears. This is some nasty shit.
That's what you want to hear? I did it. I did it, okay?
You did it, then I don't want to hear you say it.
From about 5:30 p.m. to about 11 or so last night, I was banging that pretty little wife of yours, okay? Here's the...
And uglies with your wife.
She wasn't good the first time.
That's true. What do you got now?
Your hair, scumbag. Take it off Victor Sweet's dead body.
Don't punch him like that!
Oh, baby.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
They fought it, baby. They fought it.
Come here.
It's all right.
Let me see.
It's just a boo-boo.
It's not just a boo-boo. Somebody put their fist in your eye. Let me
see.
Come
on now.
Are you okay?
Yeah,
oh, my God, you're bleeding, baby.
You know I could take a punch.
I know you can take a punch. Baby, you don't talk about people's mamas.
Well, you talked about mine.
Did you get some licks in?
Of course.
Does his eye look like yours?
Hey, man, where's Bobby?
Let me catch you on the street without that badge. I'll smack that smirk right off your face, you punk.
I'm gonna smack you, Bobby. I told you not to let Jerry get hurt.
He's breathing. You all right, Jerry?
I'm all right.
Let me get my property.
Hey, you all right?
Good.
You said something, didn't you, Jerry?
I did not say nothing, man. Why are you always...
I did.
What'd you say?
I told him I was banging his wife. Come on, man.
I did, too. Me, too.
I did
She's dead, huh?
Yeah. It's because she's dead. You guys have fun, all right? No rough stuff.
Always so good to have you back home, son. You gonna stick around a little while this time?
Thinking about it, Mom. Thinking about it.
Bye.